Hello and welcome to the Woking Examiner podcast. In this series of podcasts, we interview the councillors, portfolio holders and supporters who are assisting the Lib Dem Council as we seek to redress the many years of mismanagement committed by previous administrations. I am Peter Graves, councillor for Purford Ward, and over the course of the next couple of episodes in this series, I'll be talking to our amazing group of candidates who are standing for election on the 4th of May. This year. Today, I'm joined by Chris Martin, Lib Dem candidate for Purford Ward. Hello, Chris, and welcome to the Woking Examiner. How are you, Chris?
Hi, Peter. Great to be here. I'm doing really well, thanks.
So tell me, Chris, why exactly do you want to become a councillor?
So for me, I want to become a councillor to make a positive change in my area. For a load of different reasons, but as a young father and as a local businessman, I think that there is more that needs to be done to support people like myself. And having seen and learned more about what has gone on previously in the council, it's made me want to be more active and more engaged in the political process.
That's similar to me in a way. I wanted to get involved to see what I could offer in the way of skills and how I could help improve the borough.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's quite interesting having gone around canvassing and speaking to people. Some people are very disenfranchised with politics and have said, oh, I don't want anything to do with it. And I guess at some point in my past, I was close to that, but then realised that either I could sit there complaining about all the problems or I could step up, lean into it and be part of the solution.
I think you speak for a lot of us there, wanting to do something rather than just sitting at home moaning. So what experiences can you bring to the council, work or otherwise?
Sure. I run my own business. I'm set up my own company. So I've got the experience, the challenges that represents, and an awful lot of people who are residents in the ward and in the borough do own their own businesses and go through that series of challenges on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. I'm a former international rower, an ocean rower, and somebody who steps up when the time is needed to overcome challenges, to bring new insight, new ideas into things, to reinvigorate things with a little bit more energy than maybe local politics has been blessed with in the past.
In fact, Chris, I will say, I did read the book in which you feature, written by Mick Dawson. Absolutely, what he says about you as an individual and the characteristics that you showed when you're rowing across the Pacific are absolutely what we need in the council. Really look forward to working with you. Chris, what have you found hardest about campaigning?
I haven't found campaigning particularly hard yet. I think I'm used to late nights, early mornings, putting hours and time and effort in. I think my biggest challenge has been to focus my attentions in the areas where I can be best utilised as the candidate and allow the rest of the team and lean on that bigger team that I'm not used to having as a businessman. Running my own company, it normally comes down to me and a few others at times when it gets busy. So having a really experienced and enthusiastic team behind me has been brilliant and has been an excellent experience.
Yeah, I think we're blessed in Purford to have such a strong team, and really we're all pulling in exactly the same direction. That kind of answers my question. I was going to say to you, what have you enjoyed most about the campaign? But I think it sounds like the team. Yeah.
I've really enjoyed meeting the team, both the Lib Dem team, but also meeting residents around the ward. When you knock on someone's door and you have a conversation with them, if they're even slightly politically engaged, even if we have slightly different political views, it's fascinating, interesting, insightful, and a brilliant way to learn what people's desires and needs are in the ward. And that's so vital because hopefully as a future councillor, I will be representing those residents on the council.
Chris, tell me, you've been elected. What do you think are the specific concerns that you'd like to deal with in your ward?
So one thing I'd really like to get started on is to arrange a Maybury Association and get that underway. I've spoken to a few residents already who are keen and willing to be involved and engaged on that, which is a great start, but it now takes the hard legwork to actually get that in place. Benefits of that for Mabry are going to be pretty significant in terms of additional SIL funding availability and having, for us, a resource to gauge residents' feedback and a level of importance of what they want to see.
It's a really good way of us engaging with Mabry and understanding what sort of needs and requirements they have as well. So I think that's a really good idea.
Sorry, I was just going to also touch on things like shops around Marshall's Parade and the parking on the verges there, which is, I know, something that's very pertinent at the moment and keen to your heart, given the mud slide that's currently going on around there. And then also looking at the development of botanical gardens over in West Byfleet and the retail offering, which is being decided on or being arranged at the moment as construction's going ahead to try and ensure there's certainly a chemist, pharmacy, and ideally a public toilet there.
Yeah, I think the big call is for a post office as well. But there's all sorts of all sorts of restrictions. I think there's no reason why it shouldn't happen. Anyway, the next question I was really going to ask, I think we've touched on it, but your main strengths, what do you think they are and how do you think they will make a difference in the council?
Yeah, so I think when you start something new, it is, you go in with a brand new way of looking at things that nobody else who's been there for a period of time, however long that is, will have. And I think that early period in the council is vital because I believe I've got the skills, and I've done this previously in other companies and elsewhere, where I've come into a new position and changed things rapidly for the better. Little small changes that add up to a big benefit and a massive net positive at the end of the year. Nice. So I want to use that time early on to have fresh eyes, see where there's changes and efficiencies and benefits to be made and get stuck into effecting that positive change.
So you've mentioned your experience in business, but can you give me a specific example of something that you've achieved and that you think may have shaped the way you are now?
Oh, on a personal level, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you might be able to guess this, but unsurprisingly, rowing across the Pacific was, in fact, actually, I'd say rowing across the Atlantic, because that was my first ocean row. It was significantly shorter, but it was by myself. Mm. And having to go through every day for just over 2 months and make a decision every day, or many decisions every single day, that would potentially end the project and cause a failure of the whole row. So everything I was doing, every choice I made, was essentially choosing whether or not I would survive on a daily basis.
So these were, you could almost say, life and death decisions.
Yeah. No,
that you're having to make on your own, on the hoof, as it were, without having the ability to bounce off anybody else. So that must be very difficult.
It's difficult to start off with, and then you learn to trust yourself more and more. There's no possible sense of complacency, because the ocean will always teach you who's boss as soon as you start to become a bit too show offy and a bit too confident. It'll teach you where to get off.
I think probably across coming across the Pacific, there was two of you, so you did have that chance to sleep. I mean, you had 2 hours on, 2 hours off, but on your own, I can't imagine what it would be. That you really, you can't stop. You know, you weren't rowing 24/7, but you were, every time you took a break, it must have been a case of, oh dear, I'm slipping backwards, the wind's blowing me back, whatever it might have been. It must have been incredibly difficult.
Yeah, in that situation, there's always something to think about. You're never off the clock. And I guess in some ways, it's fairly similar to being a counsellor. People will call up whatever time of day. You're always thinking about casework that's ongoing. You're always thinking about the next problem that needs solving. Okay. So it's absolutely ideal.
But a perfect experience for becoming a counsellor, I'm sure. So I've got an interesting question here. I don't know if you could be able to think of an answer here and now, but if you were the Prime Minister for a day, for example, Chris, what do you think, what would you change?
Oh, what would I change? Probably on the political landscape, something like getting proportional representation on the scorecard. One member, one vote. So the first past the post system is dead and buried, and we move to proportional representation whereby your vote counts every single vote counts, and there's no need to be tactical in your voting because your vote is directly represented in Westminster.
Exactly. I think it's a great answer. And I'm sure most of us would go for the same action. Then bring it down to a more local scale. If you could change one thing in Woking, what do you think it would be?
Is this apart from the £2.4 billion worth of debt the council's in?
Yeah.
I would love to see more accessible public transport, cycle networks, easy transportation links, which don't require a car and an internal combustion engine to work. I was just thinking the other day, it'd be lovely to be able to cycle from home over to Woking. It's only 5 miles. But the problem is the path on the canal is patchy at best, and it's okay to run on sometimes, but it's not really something that we could cycle on with young kids. So then would I want them cycling on the road? Yeah, not with the roads the state they are at the moment. And it's just a shame that we want to be able to have that green transport network, but it's currently avoiding
it. It's good that we've got these petitions out to introduce a more cycle friendly ward, particularly reducing the speed limits on some of the major roads and the speed limits on in the residence areas. Do you think that's the sort of thing that you'd like to push forward with as well?
Oh, absolutely. There's been a few occasions where we've had cars speeding past our house. It's scary. You're just thinking, what on earth? And there's been times when, you know, my kids are out playing in the front garden or something, and there, but for the grace of God.
I think the feedback I get from residents is that they'd like to see that. I have a lot of complaints about speeding. Yeah, we hopefully will move forward positively on that one. Let me ask more perhaps taxing question, because while I'm asking you to look into the future now, 100 days into the job, what would you like to be able to say to residents that you've achieved?
100 days in, I'd like to say that I've identified some sort of key areas that need to be updated or changed, that I understand the way that can be addressed at the council level, and that we've started working towards it. And I think residents need to have an easy way to reach out to their councillors, and I think there needs to be a feedback loop so that we can feed back to our residents really easily about the work that we're doing and how we're getting on with the jobs that are important to them.
That sounds intriguing. I'm interested in how we're gonna do that. You've obviously got some ideas up your sleeve, so that's really good. Final question, and this is the one that I was asked once at an interview. You walk into a cafe and your friends are talking about you. What are they saying?
Ooh. It actually reminds me of something that, so my wife and I met through a mutual friend. And when Sandra asked this friend what I was like, her reply was, you can depend on him. There's three things: death, taxes, and Chris Martin.
Very good.
I'm taking that as I think that's how my friends would describe me.
Chris, it's been absolutely wonderful to talk to you. Thank you so much. And I'm sure that the listeners have got a far better idea now of the sort of person they're going to be voting for in May on May the 4th. I wish you all the best with your campaign. And hopefully we'll be working together in the council chamber on May the 5th.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Peter.